Good morning, Astro Consciousness. Happy week. We are halfway through May. Can you believe that? And we are setting ourselves up for this week, for months to come. And so I want to start the forecast for this week by saying that this is a week of action. This is a week that is of practical approach to what we're doing to continue implementing and setting the intentions for our new, for the new moon in Taurus. Okay. With that said, it's important to understand that while we are navigating new energy, while we're wanting to move in a different direction in our lives, whether it's with work, our personal lives, our romantic relationships, our business partnerships, whatever direction we're moving towards, we have to understand that this isn't always easy, right? We are not only undoing a lot of mechanisms that we've functioned under for many, many years, but we're also building something completely new on top of that. So it's almost like we're pushing and pulling while we're moving forward, if that makes sense, if that resonates at all. So with that said, please understand that when I present you with the energy, it's going to be the energy that is at its highest level possible. And from that place, you have to ask yourself, if this is the energy that is available to me, how am I going to present myself to this energy? That doesn't mean that the difficulty in letting the old go while building new is going to simply not exist. It doesn't mean that at all. Because that dynamic is represented by the Saturn in Aquarius square Uranus and Taurus energy, which is with us throughout the entire year. That moving forward and resistance to moving forward will always be there, or at least for this year. And the reason for that is because that's what happens with transitions and change. So when you hear the energy at your disposal, it's really a question of, okay, if this is what's available to me, how do I present myself to that energy? How do I take advantage of that energy, even when it feels difficult? Okay, so with that said, let's get started with what this week has in store. On Monday, May 17th, we have the Sun in Taurus trine Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. This is such a beautiful aspect to start the week with because it represents personal empowerment. The Sun represents presence and vitality, which is us presenting ourselves with our energy, with our vitality to the world. And creating a connection of understanding, of ease to Pluto and Capricorn. So this is us presenting ourselves with our vitality, with our energy to the world from the space of empowerment, which was cultivated from a lot of the transformation that we've endured over the last 12 months. So from that space of confidence, from that space of knowing what we have to offer, what we can endure, we can really take advantage of this day to, for instance, negotiate salaries, negotiate loans. Really, any conversation that has to do with money is a really, really great time. Monday, May 17th is a really great day to take advantage of that. Also, you can even have these conversations on Tuesday, May 18th and Wednesday, May 19th. This energy is active and available, especially during those first 3 days of the week. So understand that anything that has to do with worth and value, you can present it or you can negotiate it to benefit you. Okay, so if you're going on a job interview, ask for the salary you want. See what happens. The worst they can say is no. And then from that stance, you can decide, okay, does this place deserve my talent? Does this place deserve my skills? Okay, understand that this is also really great energy that keeps us accountable for the new moon intentions that we set last week. Okay, so this is kind of us tapping into ourselves and saying, okay, So it's been a week since I set those intentions. What am I actually going to do to begin setting these things in motion? Understand that this week is about continuing to plant seeds, to set intentions, but to do the little things that can add up to big things 6 months from now. Okay. So for instance, let's say that you have a job interview this week. You set the intention of this is what I have to bring to this work, right? This is what I have to bring to this workplace. This is the amount of money I'm asking for because this is what I consider to be worth my time and energy. Throughout the next 6 months, you're going to prove that. You're going to work hard. You're going to show that someone else's investment in you was worth it, but also because you believe that you're worth your time, your energy, your effort, and also keeping promises to yourself. I love this connection between the sun and Pluto and Capricorn. Really, really beautiful, solidifying earth energy. Okay. Tuesday, May 18th, we have Venus and Gemini sextile Chiron in Aries. This is energy that is being echoed from May 5th because on May 5th, Mercury sextiled Chiron in Aries. And what this energy is really about is what is our relationship to our lessons? More than just what is our relationship to our wounds, what is our relationship to our lessons and what are we learning from that? On Wednesday, May 19th, the same Venus and Gemini creates a trine to Saturn in Aquarius. So Mercury and Gemini also did this on May 12th. Both Tuesday and Wednesday are energetically tied to one another because Venus and Gemini is so involved. And I will say a couple of things about this. On the one hand, because Venus is the planet of relationships, is asking us, what is our relationship to our life right now? And the reason for that is that pretty much exactly a year ago, Venus was retrograde in Gemini. At the time, she hadn't retrograded in almost 2 years. The fact that she retrograded in Gemini was about asking us, what are my options in relationships? How do I present myself differently in relationships? How can I open my mind up to different types of relationships? And so with that being said, Venus finding herself in Gemini now this year, creating a connection to Chiron in Aries, and especially that trine to Saturn in Aquarius, is about what is my relationship to my lessons and how do I commit myself to building something new for the long run, which is Saturn in Aquarius. So this can bring up questions like, did you make any agreements with someone over the last 2 to 3 weeks that now needs a follow-up? Okay. Are you open to trying a new way of doing things, or are you stuck in analysis paralysis / your comfort zone? And three, have you had serious conversations in the last 3 weeks about a serious relationship, romantic or otherwise, that now needs to come to a resolution? So I understand that first and third question are similar, but here's the thing. Here's the difference. On the one hand, we're asking, okay, do I need to follow up? Because this can mean, you know, something bigger for the long run. This can mean a new project with someone. This can even mean a new relationship with someone. And where do we stand now? On the other hand, if we're following up to come to some kind of resolution and conclusion, this is about moving away from certain situations, moving away from certain relationships, especially as we head to the full moon eclipse in Sagittarius on May 26th. Okay. So Thursday, May 20th, is the beginning of Gemini season. Thank goodness for that mutable energy that is giving us a break from all of that fixed energy that Taurus brought us. That fixed Taurus energy was beautiful to really allow us to confront ourselves, to really allow us to have those aha moments that while they felt heavy, they brought an immense, immense sense of clarity. What we have seen during Taurus season is a lot of things that we were either ignoring prior to Taurus season, or we really just needed to clarify a lot of things during Taurus season that perhaps weren't completely clear before. So now with Gemini season starting, now it's really about implementing what we learned, the things we can't unsee, right? So how do we move past them, or how do we build upon them? Gemini season will be largely about seeing our different options, seeing the variety in things. So if we're used to dating a certain way, how can we date differently? How do we date outside of our comfort zone? How do we date someone that perhaps doesn't look like anything, or doesn't look anything like anyone we've dated in the past? It really is going to emphasize how open-minded we are about this new journey, about this new path in our lives, okay? Again, this is prepping us for the eclipses of May 26th and June 10th. Friday, May 21st, the Sun in Gemini creates a square to Jupiter in Pisces. This is important because Jupiter just entered Pisces. Both of those energies are new, right? Sun in Gemini is new for this year. Jupiter in Pisces is new. Sun in Gemini squaring Jupiter in Pisces hasn't happened in about 12 to 13 years. So this is about expansion, but this is also about watching our tendency to exaggerate. So on a more mundane and practical level, especially for this week, be aware of overpromising and underdelivering. Or if you get a sense that someone else is giving you that vibe of overpromising and underdelivering, observe it. Analyze it. See if your intuition is spot on, or perhaps, or maybe it's not. And so just observe it. Give yourself time to lean into something that you're discussing with someone else, especially because that Sun trine Pluto energy that starts off the Monday, starts off the week, is asking us to make decisions based on something concrete, something real, something earthy, right? Because this Friday, when the Sun is creating that square to Jupiter, we're dealing with air and water energy. Air and water energy, we can't grasp it. We can't fully create something concrete out of it sometimes. And that's okay. It's great for creative energy, for bouncing off ideas from other people. Because it's a Friday, it's also such a great day to meet with friends, to be in social settings where we feel at home, where we feel that these are our people, this is our tribe. Saturday, May 22nd, we have Mercury in Gemini square Neptune in Pisces. Also another great day for creativity, a great day for meditation, a great day for breath work, great work for work that is facilitated in a spiritual way, which can activate the very logical and emotional and spiritual part of us, okay? One thing I will say about Thursday, Friday, and Saturday energy, because it is so saturated with Gemini energy, is that on the one hand, again, thank goodness that we're moving away from fixed energy into less heavy energy, which is mutable energy. But the best way to take advantage of this energy is to see how creative we can be with our vision and reaching out to people or circumstances that can expand our mind to see different options. Let's say that you're in a space where you know what your intention for the new moon in Taurus is, okay? But you don't exactly know how to get there. These 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, are beautiful days to reach out to people, to reach out to a coach, to take a course that gives you different avenues, expands your mind, opens up your mind to different ways of approaching a new project, a new relationship, new work regimen, new internal processing, internal work with yourself, okay? This is about being proactive by being creative in your approach, all right? Sunday, May 23rd, Saturn in Aquarius goes retrograde till October 6th. Saturn is what is telling us to rebuild a brand new foundation from a completely different space. The fact that it's doing that and going retrograde till October means that we have 5 months to rebuild what we have been trying to build over the last 6 months. So we're getting the second chance of doing things better, of, you know, softening sharp ends, of touching base with someone who knows more than us, of redirecting our approach. It's really going to be a 5 months of where we can really hone in and really finesse that which we have been trying to rebuild over the last 6 months. So it's a beautiful time. It's a beautiful time to take action. It's a beautiful time to remain flexible in our approach. It's a great time to remind ourselves that it's not about perfection, it's about progress. And that progress doesn't have to be done alone. That we can reach out for help or for those who know more than us, and we can learn from them. Okay? So this week is really about being proactive and expanding our imagination and our creativity as to how we approach life. Okay, so I hope this is helpful. As always, reach out to me on social media or via email if you need to, and have a great week.